Monica Vernon has been here before. She ran for the Democratic nomination in 2014 in a five-way primary and came in second to former Iowa lawmaker Pat Murphy. She and Murphy are back on the ballot this time around, and Vernon says she's ready to pick up where she left off, especially on the issue of increasing the minimum wage.
I know my opponents talked about more than doubling where we are today overnight. As a small business owner, the biggest thing is you need to plan. But people are hurting. They need this increase. And, you know, Johnson County now, people have gotten two bumps. And the third one, as I understand, it'll be at the end of the year or near the end of the year, and then they'll get to 10-10. They are also tied. They've indexed to cost of living, I think. So I like that. While the rest of us were talking about it, they did something. And I think that's what's most important, is that we hammer some of these things out and we get something done.
Vernon has been a Cedar Rapids City Council member since 2007. She was instrumental in helping the city's flood recovery effort in 2008 by pulling together local, state, and federal agencies to aid in the rebuilding process. Vernon says that experience has helped her understand that urban areas are greatly affected by the current downturn in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture is huge, and no matter who you are in the state of Iowa, it affects you. At the same time, I think we have to continue to look and help them diversify, meaning as people eat differently and look at, what their different kinds of crops, different kinds of uses of those crops, I think is going to be key. I think we have to keep finding places to trade, but have our trade agreements be those that we can really stand by and that don't take jobs from Iowans.
Vernon and Pat Murphy have similar views on a woman's right to choose, on protecting same-sex marriage, and expanding civil rights. The biggest difference is that for many years, Monica Vernon was a Republican.
My opponent, this I think is the only thing he has. So he continues to hammer on this. But, you know, there's a reason that the biggest Democrats in the state and in the nation are supporting me. I mean, why is it that Tom Miller and Mike Fitzgerald are two statewide Democrats and our only Democratic congressman, Dave Loebsack, dozens of state House reps and senators, the only ones who've endorsed in this race have endorsed me?
Vernon says she believes she's the right person to represent Iowa's 1st District because first-term Republican Rod Blum is out of touch.
Here's a guy who spent $500,000 on campaign-like ads that are paid for with the people's money. I mean, I think that there's a lot of things that this guy just seems wrong for Iowa. On the other hand, I'm the kind of candidate, I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to get right at it. I think people want to hear from you one-on-one. I would not spend that money on flyers going out. I'd spend it on real-life human beings that answer the phone.
Until Rod Blum was elected in 2014, Iowa's 1st District tended to vote Democratic. The district covers 20 counties in northeast Iowa and includes the cities of Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, and Dubuque. I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.